In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Beatitudes, those words of our Lord that our Gospel text focused on today, are part of Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount. Now that he has begun his ministry and the crowds have begun to follow him, he sits on top of the mountain and he cuts the figure of Moses. He is the prophet who was foretold by Moses, who would arise among the people that was greater than Moses himself. He gathers his disciples and begins to teach them. Now, as we approach Christ's sermon this morning, we should see that Jesus first speaks about himself and secondarily about his disciples. He is not laying down a law for them, but instead revealing to them who they are in him, great and glorious saints made righteous by his blood, inheritors of the kingdom of God. And this is why this text is given to us for All Saints' Day. Blessed is our Lord who became poor in spirit in order to earn the kingdom of heaven for us. He mourned on his way to Jerusalem for those whom he loved and whom hated him. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as hens gather her brood under her wing, and you were not willing. Now he is comforted. He is comforted at the Father's right hand. He became meek and had no place to lay his head, and he did not even speak to defend himself against Pilate. Now he inherits all the earth, and the sons and daughters of Adam who praise his name are all his. He hungered and thirsted for righteousness, crying out from the cross itself, I thirst, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now he is satisfied, he is vindicated, he is righteous, and he has obtained righteousness, not for himself, but for you, his children, his brothers, his sisters. And he gives that to you as a gift. He is the merciful one for whom there was no mercy. Now he reigns for that mercy which endures forever. The man of sorrows is the man of compassion. He is pure in heart. He sees his Father with unflinching eye and reveals him to us according to his grace. He is the radiance of the glory of God in the exact imprint of his nature. He is the peacemaker. He is the Son of God. He restores peace between heaven and earth with his own precious blood, and he receives the church as his bride, as a dowry from his Father, having cleansed us by the washing of water with the word. Above all, he is the one who is persecuted. He is the one who is reviled. He is the one against whom all sorts of evil were said, precisely because he is God, the Savior, come to earth. And this is his glory, that he laid down his life and endured his Father's wrath and loved us to the end. He is the greatest of the prophets whom the prophets foreshadowed. He is the first of the martyrs and the one in whom they find their strength. He is the apostle of the apostles who sent and who sends. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you, he says. Prophet, martyr, and apostle, priest, king, and redeemer. He is the Lamb who has been slain, but now lives. The Lamb to whom the saints in heaven ascribe honor and glory and praise, singing, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. He is the one who was for a little while made a little lower than the angels in order to fulfill these Beatitudes. Now he is crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, as the preacher to the Hebrews tells us, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone, for us. He is made perfect through suffering because that is why he has come. That was his purpose and that was his office. He who has been sanctified, and those who are sanctified, all have one source, the Father, to whom we have been reconciled through Christ. And that is why Christ is not afraid to call us his brothers. And as his brothers, sanctified by his sorrows, justified by his resurrection, the Beatitudes show our glory as they show him. We too are blessed in our sorrows, and we too are destined for more than the eye can now see or the mind contain. In and by him we exist and live and have our being. We traverse with him this lonely road, and we are not alone on it. He is with us. So also there is the great cloud of witnesses. Jean and Phyllis, Ed and Marvin, Emma and Terry. They have preceded us in the faith and come to the culmination of their holy baptisms. Their sanctification now matches their justification. They are with Christ, and therefore they are also with us every time we come to the Lord's Supper. They are witnesses of Christ, and they witness to us. Now, in our first reading, we heard the vision of St. John on Patmos, and we know that what he saw is that which was sown perishable but is raised imperishable. It was sown in dishonor, and it was raised in glory. We now bear the image of the man of dust in sorrow, namely, we bear the image of Adam. And even as the cloud of witnesses now bear the image of Christ, so also we shall bear the image of the man of heaven, the image of holiness and innocence and blessedness. We shall bear the image of Christ. Whether we live to the second coming or are taken sooner to be with our Lord, we shall never be forgotten, nor shall we be left alone. Those who are baptized into Christ and trust in him never die, but they live. Those who are baptized into him and trust in him own and possess the kingdom of heaven even now, and they shall be comforted. They shall inherit the earth. They shall be satisfied in their quest for righteousness and mercy. They shall see God and be called sons of God. But already now is theirs the kingdom of heaven. Until then, we are weak in spirit and we mourn, are meek, are hungry, and we are hungry to be free from sin. We are frustrated in our lack of mercy, our impurity of heart, our stubbornness, and our quarrelsome ways. We do not live up to the kingdom that has been bestowed upon us by grace, to the name which we bear, and the king whose throne was covered in blood, to shield us from the accusations against us. Nonetheless, despite all of that, the kingdom is ours. We are redeemed by Christ's substitutionary atonement. We are atoned by his sacrifice. We are saved by grace. Our king reigns not by violence, but by suffering, the violence of men. He rules not by force, but by forgiveness, and his mercy endures forever. We are God's children now, and we will be what has not yet appeared. But we know that when Christ appears in glory, on that last day we will be like him, because we shall see him face to face. And everyone who thus hopes in Christ purifies himself as Christ is pure. Then we shall all be changed. All shall be changed, those who suffer physical death, and those who escape it and experience the terrors of the end, the church triumphant and the church militant together, the church of Jesus Christ, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, we shall all be changed. We, our dear beloved ones, the saints of old, all will be perfected. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable and shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Then we shall be changed. Then we shall be comforted, and then we shall be satisfied. But now we mourn, now we suffer and we endure. But already now, as then, the kingdom of God belongs to us. The great cloud of witnesses is about us, and Christ will not leave us to the end of the age. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. We are always bearing in our bodies and in our lives the dying of the Lord Jesus. We bear this that his life might also be made manifest in our bodies and in our lives and in our deaths. So it was with the saints before us, and so it was with Jesus, and so it will be to us also. The kingdom ours remaineth. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. May rise for the offertory.